Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm talking with Faith Carmichael from Next Atlanta about the creative community here in Atlanta and what they're doing to encourage our citizens and listeners to go vote. Faith Carmichael, welcome.
Thank you, Kiplin. Thank you so much. Really honored to be here.
So share with our listeners exactly what is Next Atlanta.
So we at Next Atlanta, we are a group of Atlanta artists. We are artists across all the various disciplines of art, visual art, music, literary arts, film. And we're just artists here in Atlanta who are independent artists working hard on our craft. Several years ago, a group of us got together and realized there was just a need for a space and a vehicle to help elevate and promote just young, emerging, independent artists here in Atlanta. But even more than that, we realized a lot of these artists are incredibly socially conscious and were looking for avenues to which they could help tackle some of our community's most severe challenges and issues that we wanted to be able to express our art and speak out about. And so Next was born. And we do a whole slew of things, from salons in your homes to public art to events like we're doing on in support of voter outreach. And really, at the end of the day, what we're focused on is we're in a really important and critical time in our community, and everyone has a role to play, and everyone must play their civic duty and go out and vote, whether it's Republican, whether it's Democrat. Whether it's independent, we've got a role to play. And we, as artists, if we can make a point and engage people enough to go do that, then we will. And that's what we're about.
I love it because I always say, you know, are artists reflecting the time or is the time being reflected in the art? And, you know, that is a very age-old question. But Next Atlanta seems to be answering that question in a way that creates conversation and civic responsibility for all of us who, who are in and out of the city and can see these public art installations that you all are behind.
Yeah, so I think for us, we, a lot of times you may not see eye to eye with your neighbor, and arguments will fail, and opinions may not translate well, but we always find at the end of the day that art is a powerful tool and a powerful vehicle to really just bridge any kind of gap and to unify what can sometimes be incredibly polar opposite perspectives and opinions. And so we just really honestly believe in the power of art to make change. And so that is the path that we are not only pursuing, but really working to express in a myriad of ways. So again, whether it's public art, whether it's creating salons where people feel safe to just come and express their views, whatever they may be, and we can reach spaces of consensus and dialogue, especially at a time where people are really very polarized. We just really believe that this is a powerful tool. And if there's any way that we can help use it to bring about change, we really want to be about that.
I want to ask you just to share a little bit about the salons. I've mentioned that word and, you know, some people get a little bit confused, but, you know, salons have been a traditional way, as you said, to create a safe space and provide a area for people to have those difficult conversations. So why was this a tool that Next Atlanta utilized? And could you share what your definition of, you know, hosting a salon is?
Yeah, absolutely. So for us, you know, we're not doing anything new. We come from a long line of artists that have just found safe haven in living rooms and brownstones to share our work and to use it as sort of an incubator for ideas and for artistry that end up having great visibility beyond what individually started just in someone's living room. If you think about the Harlem Renaissance, where you know, you'd have Langston Hughes and Zora Neale Hurston and Max and Abby, and they're sitting in a room, whether they're playing music or whether they're speaking from their latest works. These ended up being really the historical works of art that inspired, you know, countless generations to march for civil rights, to understand the value of individuals' rights that maybe work for their own communities. And they were the sort of the drumbeat and the arts and the inspiration behind many movements over the years. And oftentimes it just started in somebody's living room. For us, we started off back in 2008, frankly, on a much larger stage. And this was just before the market crashed, to be very honest. And we realized, for the time being, let's just start bringing together people that really shared this idea that art is power, and meet in our living rooms and go from there. And it really caught on. I mean, people really enjoyed the idea that they can come to a space and see emerging artists that were incredible, that a year from now they wouldn't be able to see in this intimate kind of setting. And then, frankly, have a dialogue with these artists and ask them what inspired them and what motivated them to do the work that they're doing. And it was kind of cool because a year later, when we see some of our artists on the broader national stage, we could say, you know, we saw those folks when they were just sitting in Faith's living room. And so we've seen over time how powerful that salon concept can be. And we're just kind of operating in a long line of that history.
And you just mentioned the work, the art being a catalyst. And
yeah.
Art is always moving. You know, art always makes you feel some kind of way, whether it's the spirit mm-hmm. of the music or the, you know, the feeling that you get that it is evocative from a painting or a sculpture.
Right.
Art is a catalyst. But what was it about art being a catalyst that drove Next Atlanta? You know, I've seen some of your murals. Some of it is, you know, it might just be one word that says go vote or, you know, vote. What's driving these public installations from the artists? Are they wanting to affect change? Are they wanting to be a catalyst? Or is this just their feelings kind of on display?
Right. So, Kipling, just so you know, some of that, some of those public arts are not all Next. So some of the work that we've been doing is with individual artists, but I wouldn't want to take credit for what some other folks have been doing. So just wanted to be clear there. But we do work with visual artists who are doing some powerful work out in the community. Again, I think what we realize is art has the ability to surpass all of our sort of mental constructs. All of the things that our ego tell us about who we are and who our neighbors are and who our community is and where we belong and which box and what category we should be operating from. And it just speaks to the part of us that I think is most human. And I think we, those of us who are artists, and I am a musician and a vocalist, and everyone else that helped create Next come from their own space of artistry, or artists themselves, or just lovers and value the arts. But I think there's an understanding that art can speak to that part of you that allows you to see past difference. And I think at the end of the day, the one thing that's going to save us as a community is understanding that we are more alike than we are different. And art allows us to do that without, sometimes without words, without thinking. It is so, as you said, evocative that we can understand truth. We can understand that what we are experiencing is often very similar to what our neighbors are experiencing. And it allows us to bridge those gaps and create community where in many places there isn't.
Faith, that was a wonderful answer. And sometimes I think when even appreciating art, we forget that art does speak to that part of your brain. You know, you're moved in a different kind of way when you're looking at art or when you're listening to music. It is a different part of yourself that is involved with that creativity. And I think often we forget about that in the act of appreciating, you know, this beautiful art that we see.
Yeah, absolutely. So
for our listeners, if they, you know, want to get involved with Next, if they want to, you know, attend or even host a salon, how can they reach out to Next Atlanta and be a part of this artistic movement in our community?
Absolutely. We are wide open for business. We are excited to engage with any and all of the city's artists and those that are just lovers and supporters of the art. We have a website, which is next-atlanta.com. We are on Instagram and on Twitter as NextATL. We're on Facebook as Next Atlanta. You can find us there as well. We would love any and all individuals that are just equally inspired by our mission to do a couple of things, to showcase emerging artists who are just doing amazing, authentic, independent work, as well as those people that understand the power of art to bring community together to make change. If those are things that resonate with, you know, your audience, we would love anyone that wants to join our group of volunteers, wants to provide a home or a space for us to host our events, is interested in supporting our efforts in any and all kinds of ways, and is interested in any kinds of partnerships and collaboration. So I'd love to hear from anyone who's just interested and committed to that mission.
I just love this. These are the artists and the creative people in our community encouraging fellow citizens to become civic minded and to participate in our community, because without your participation, you know, we miss those voices, we miss those stories, and we need those to be a better community.
Absolutely. We want to do our part. I mean, I think what happens in a lot of these cases is this is a very unique time to be alive in this world, not just in this country and in this state. And we write songs, we write poetry, we paint. But in many ways, we are the soul of the community. Artists are often the very soul of the community. And in many ways, we are powerful influences in our community. And I think for those of us in Next, we saw and have seen how many of us are sitting in our corners wanting to use that power, wanting to use that expression to help bring about some change and some positive change in the soul of our community. And so we are doing it, and we want to keep doing it as best and as highly visible as we can. We want to play our part.
Faith Carmichael, I want to thank you so much for sharing with our listeners this morning about Next Atlanta. And for more information, it is next-atlanta.com, or follow them on social media platforms at NextATL or at Next Atlanta. Faith Carmichael, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kiplin, so much. Everybody go vote. Go vote. Go vote.
Thanks, Faith. You take care.
Thanks, Kiplin. You too. Bye-bye.